superstition and spirituality. All the religions of the world have been started when we have found them. Some start from the core of the moon and some out of the outer and all of them may be the given of reality. Deep into the reality, they succeed in many steps and call them summarily. Because religion is on the masses and spirituality is for the selected few. If millions adopt the religion with some view, with their status of wisdom, they burst into branch because the people of different mentalities adopt it. At one side, there is a high thinking, and at the other side, there is gross behavior. But these things play their own part in the sphere they have formed. Now grossness and subtleness both are there. To the subtle mind, the idea of the greatest is there, and to the grosser mind, the idea of grossness is there. Now the thinking has become gross. They connect the grosser things with the religion, and if even a lie is spoken 100 times, it becomes true. Similarly, the same thing and their adverse belief has become the part of the subject of religion. When we are out of light, we fall in darkness. When we are out of wisdom, we become fools. When we are out of reality, we become Satan. Now they have come down to the adverse state of reality. They begin to imbibe that thing which is not in consonance with reality. In other words, animosity begins to spread into them and they begin to peep into the state which an animal has. Sometimes they will think, since I tame this cow, I began to get enough money. I tame the horse and I have a grandson. So much things are continued, such appearance observed for some time, breeds so many other ideas which we call superstition, which itself denotes it has no meaning, but that is the result of only gross thinking. When we take the finer aspect of grossness, we begin to think ourselves as spiritual. That is also a superstition. They think what they are not really. If milk is adulterated in wine, it remains no more milk. In any religion which becomes old, such things creep in, and for that pains come to remodulate. But unfortunate it is that such things do not come all the time because we do not call them for it. Why do we not call them? Because superstitions become in the mind of the people a religion by itself, and they are so immersed in it that they do not think what is above it. What is above the superstition is really a power which can call the saint. And that is the spirit required for the transformation of the whole lives of the world. Doctor can cure a disease and not the shepherd. What is the call of the present day? Nothing but the energy issuing forth from the center. Either it should burn us or it should embrace us. That should be our thought if we really want transformation, for which we should come first like a warrior in the field to test our own bravery for the task.